Blackstone Publishing presents A Thousand Moons, a novel by Sebastian Berry. This book is read by Kyla Garcia.
Sometimes even to live is an act of courage. Seneca. Chapter 1. I am Winona. In early times, I was Ojinjinka, which means rose. Thomas McNulty tried very hard to say this name, but he failed, and so he gave me my dead cousin's name, because it was easier in his mouth. Winona means firstborn. I was not firstborn. My mother, my elder sister, my cousins, my aunts, all were killed. They were souls of the Lakota that used to live on those old plains. I wasn't too young to remember. Maybe I was 6 or 7. But all the same, I didn't remember. I knew it happened, because afterwards the soldiers brought me into the fort, and I was an orphan. A little girl can suffer many a sea change. By the time I got back to my people, I couldn't converse with them. I remember sitting in the teepee with the other women and not being able to answer them. By that time, I was all of 13 or so. After a few days, I found the words again. The women rushed forward and embraced me as though I had only just arrived to them that very moment. Only when I spoke our language could they really see me. Then Thomas McNulty came to get me again and took me back to Tennessee. Even when you come out of bloodshed.